All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, September 4th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a 10-game MLB main slate on this Wednesday here, but I think everybody is in anticipation for NFL starting tomorrow with the Baltimore and the Chiefs playing tomorrow on Thursday Night Football, first game of the NFL regular season. Over here at SaberSim, and this is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. I have a lot of questions here, so we're going to start with questions in the Discord, as always, and then we'll jump over. We'll jump over to the live YouTube chat. So first question, is the single game NFL contest sim taking into account the likelihood of ties for first? I'm seeing a lot of the highest sim ROI lineups over 59K with popular MVPs. My name is Zach. So Zach, good question here. Sounds like you're building for FanDuel. It'll kind of work the same for both here. I have DK up on the screen. So the answer is yes, it is accounting for dupes, but you can always help the builder to account for it a little bit better. So first things first, right? You need to go and understand how many lineups are in our sets of field lineups. So if I were to come to this contest screen here, and I don't know exactly what this arrow does. So if you see all of our field lineup options, right? So basically what these are what we call ownership builds here. And I got to figure out how to do this. I keep forgetting. I'm going to write a note for myself. Hold on. How to pop out field lineups. So what you should be able to do here is you should be able to like click on one of these and then see these lineups, right? So typically for NFL Showdown, there's 20,000 field lineups. So what I would say is that we are doing a good job in contests that are 20,000 or less entries. Now, my understanding is like for contests that are bigger, this scales linearly. So if you had a lineup duped 10 times in the contest sim and it was a 20,000 entry, well, if it was a 200,000 entry, we would expect it to be duped 100 times, right? So that's going to like you 10x the entries, you 10x the dupes, right? The field lineups allow for duplicates to be in them. So when we build your lineups, we only allow each lineup to go into the pool one time. This is why you'll see a summary statistic called Sim Optimals, where basically we're not going to put the same lineup into your set twice, but we understand that it is important that it comes up more than once because that means that lineup has a higher win probability. So what we do is we tally every time the lineup comes up and we say, hey, this lineup came up as the optimal lineup 10 times, right? So like we see this first lineup here, Sim Optimals 10. That means this combination of six players with this captain showed up as the best lineup 10 different times when we were trying to build out 500 lineups for your pool. So that's what that means here. But if this were the ownership build, we would have put this lineup into the pool 10 times. So we are accounting for dupes in the contest sim in that format. FanDuel is a little bit different because they only have unlike under other single game formats that FanDuel has, they don't do the like MVP pros. That just ends up lowering the number of possible combinations of lineups. So that also plays a factor into it as well. But if you want to account for duplication further, I would highly recommend experimenting with geometric mean. I think it can help out a ton. And, you know, similar to like the other ways that we filter based on like projected score and stuff, you could do the same thing for geometric mean. And, you know, when you do this on FanDuel, typically a high geo mean or like a when you're shooting for a low number of dupes, you end up trashing a lot of lineups when you do it on FanDuel. So you got to be a little bit careful with how many lineups you're putting into the trash, unfortunately. But we have a really good tutorial on geometric mean. I'm going to drop it here in the YouTube chat. And then I will also drop it in the Discord where this question originally came in, just to be used in tandem with the other things that we're talking about here. So let me drop that to you, Mr. Zach, in Discord. Okay, good. Dropped it here in the YouTube chat. But basically, I would pick a number of dupes. And then if you end up trashing like 50% of the lineups in your pool based on that value, then I would adjust it to be bigger. So like, let's say you do, you know, we could probably just do this. So let's go over to FanDuel. Go to Thursday. I'm going to pull my calculator up on my screen. Okay, good. All right. So I actually have a build here with 5,000 lineups already. So perfect, right? So again, five players, four flex, one MVP. Now let's say I'm playing, you know, let's say I'm playing something that we recommend playing, which is, I want to do a little bit bigger. Let's say we're doing the Hail Mary, right? 60K prize pool, 25 cents, 200,000 entries here. So say I'm playing this contest, right? So if I wanted to do a geo mean number here, what I would do is I would pick a number first. So say I want to do, you know, lineups less than 30 dupes. I would do 30 divided by 200,000 to the power of 1 divided by 5, since there's 5 players in the lineup, hit equals. The value is 17.2. Well, then if I go to my build, and then, you know, I already have my GeoMean custom metric set up so I can filter, say GeoMean less than 17.2. So here, if I close this, I've trashed 4,300 plus lineups and I only have 600 left. My opinion would be this is too aggressive. And so what I would do is, I would go back to my calculator. So, and then, you know, this GeoMean number would get higher. And then, you know, you could refilter, say, you know, you redo the calculation and it ends up being 22. Okay. And then when we adjust this to 22, I didn't hit save. That's interesting. Show lineups with GeoMean less than 22. Let's try 30. Let's delete this filter and try again. So all the line items went back into the pool. So say, you know, geo mean less than 30. That is so weird. Something a little weird is going on here. Because what do these trash lineups look like? Oh, okay. I think there was an issue with custom metrics on beta. I think I remember reading about it where custom metrics were having a little bit of a problem calculating. So for some reason, I'm not seeing some of the metrics here. So, you know, this is kind of why it's still in a beta. So I'm going to point this back to the team. Ran a build for FanDuel and not seeing summary stats under build. So it's like the best thing you can do if you guys see something weird is top right corner, report a problem, let us know what's going on. Helps us out a ton. But that is basically effectively what you would want to do to further account for dupes. So using contest sims with GeoMean in combination is what I would recommend there. But nice, good question to get us started here. So let's keep it rolling. What settings do you recommend for cash lineups? Good question. So what I would do here if I was building for cash is open up a fresh build. I would click the gear icon. I would make sure build mode is in optimizer and not sim mode. And then I would build my lineups from there. So two small adjustments, two projections. This is going to give you the best cash lineups that you could be looking for. All right. Get Saberson back. Next question. I have a beta question. I have several contests for NFL showdown tomorrow, and I wanted to use a GeoMean filter. Is there a way to use one GeoMean for all contests, or is it best to find a way to do each contest individually? Thanks. Okay, I would recommend doing each contest individually because the size of the contests are going to change so drastically. If you wanted to use one, what I would recommend is using the geometric mean for the biggest contest and letting that have a trickle-down effect as opposed to picking a different contest where it might be, that number of entries might be somewhere in the middle. That's not going to work as well. All right, next question. I've seen a lot of videos from Jordan, and he uses a bankroll of 5K per sport and per slate as the basis for the contest he enters as a way of demonstrating the profit plan. How does that change when you add another sport to the mix? Does the amount entered stay the same per slate? Or if you're better betting the same amount in MLB and NFL, does your bankroll need to be higher? Does the fact that there are fewer slates per week in the NFL matter? Trying to understand what bankroll is needed to play roughly 150 to 200 per slate. Okay, good question. So the profit plan is centered around correlated slates. So like what we would say is, hey, you want to play like 2.5 to 5% of your bankroll on correlated slates, but probably no more than 10% across all slates total. The most recent video Jordan did use that verbiage there. And so the way that I would say this is that, you know, your MLB action is separate from your NFL action. So you can play, you know, your 5% in NFL, and then you could also play your 5% in MLB, right? The way that I'm kind of approaching it is, you know, I'm planning on playing like every single showdown, every single classic slate. And a lot of those slates are going to be uncorrelated, right? I mean, you come in here and you see that there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, like 19 classic slates here. And I don't know if they're going to do like the prime time. They usually do like the prime time one. They might have a Monday only one, which, you know, those aren't even here yet. So those are additional slates. But basically some of this is correlated and some of this is not. So the way I'm doing it is probably playing closer to like 5 to 10% across the entire week here because of all the showdowns and all of the, like the early only doesn't affect the afternoon only. The afternoon turbo doesn't affect the early only. But like the Thursday to Monday kind of affects both. So it gets like super weird there. But what I would do is, you know, kind of work backwards, right? So if you're trying to play about 200 per slate, well, 10% of 200 or 200 is 10% of 2000. So then I would probably want to have like a $3,000 bankroll to play 150 to 200 per slate. Like that sounds about right. You know, or I think 5% of 3K is 150. So that should be like your starting number if that's what you're trying to shoot for. So that's what I would recommend there. All right. Next question. In beta, is there not a need to use the My Own tab again with contest selection like what was done in the past? I have not seen any videos use this with beta. So the My Own is this column here. I still think it's valuable because it gives you something to judge against your exposures, right? So your exposures, or your leverage rather, is looking at exposure minus ownership. So the way it gets to 4.9 here is saying, okay, 20% exposure minus 15% ownership to Isaiah Pacheco gives us 5% leverage on the field. Well, let's say that you're not playing the flagship MME, and let's say that you're instead playing a low stake single entry. Well, Pacheco goes from, you know, 15% to 14%. So now you have a little bit more leverage. But let's say you're playing, you know, a high stake single entry, or yeah, I mean, that's probably like the best thing here. You know, Pacheco goes closer to 16. So you have a little bit less leverage. So changing the My Ownership to match the contest that you're optimizing for can give you a better sense of the stands that you're taking in that particular contest. So you could add that as a step here, changing My Own for the target contest that you have to give yourself a better sense there. I do like that. All right. Those were the questions in the Discord so far. So we're going to jump over to live YouTube chat. Question from John. What is the best way to set rules for showdown? Let's say I get a lineup with quarterback at captain and I want max three pass catchers from the same team. How would I go about creating that rule? Okay, good question. So, you know, you'll see here that in showdowns, you know, the players are either captain or flex. These are their roster positions given to them by the sites. So we unfortunately don't have the ability here because we're just reading the roster positions to do positional rules. So you're going to have to do them manually. So what this would look like is a group rule manual. I would say if at least one, and I would say, you know, quarterback captain, right? So we're talking about Patrick Mahomes. Save. Then what I want to do is use no more than three, and then I would go and edit the players for the flex for Kansas City, probably just sort by projection. And then I would say, you know, Kelce, Rice, Worthy, Juju, Watson, Gray. Sky, Mecole, get some of these tight ends in there. And then that would be it. Then I would click save. And so I'm saying if at least one Mahomes, then use no more than three of these 10 pass catchers. And then I would save that rule. And then it would be good to go. So that's how you're going to do that on a positional basis. All right. Next question. Mark says, my bankroll goals as my bankroll grows, when should I ditch contests like the Quarter Jukebox? So the answer is never. And the reason for that is because there will come a day where DraftKings will no longer offer those contests to you. And so you should take advantage of them as long as possible. And it's really not about the percent to first. And it's more about the ROI you can achieve in that contest for as long as it's available to you. So I've seen like Shady Advice talk about this, like in the Discord and stuff. He'll say like, hey, when I had access to low stakes contests, you know, but now that he, you know, has over $1 million in earnings from, you know, some of his milli wins and some of his other wins, he doesn't have access to those contests anymore. He said that, you know, his ROI in the contest that he's playing is closer to like 10 to 15%, right? So there is a skill adjustment in those contests that are over $3, which is why we recommend playing low stakes for as long as possible. So I would say never get rid of them. What you can do is duplicate lineups into them. So say like, you're like, you know what? I hear you, but $30 in the dime time, I really don't want to waste a unique lineup on that contest. I would just duplicate lineups, right? You're playing other contests, other 20 maxes, 150 maxes, you know, let those lineups be used twice and use them in some of these lower stakes contests. That way you still get the action, but you don't have to worry about a unique lineup going into a dime time and winning $30 when you could have had it in the flagship or something like that. So that would be my advice there. All right. Next question. Nuke said, can you use the simulator on an iPhone? Yes, you can. We do have mobile tutorials. So if you go to the menu here, go to help, it'll open up our support library. If you hop over to frequently asked questions, we do have mobile tutorials. I'll just drop it here in the YouTube chat. And just a disclaimer, a lot of our support documentation is going to be getting updated with the update to SaberSim. So be on the lookout for new and updated videos along those lines here. But I did drop the current mobile tutorials in the YouTube chat to be used in the meantime. All right. Next question. Do you like Sears tonight? I haven't looked. So let's go hop over to some MLB and let's see what SaberSim thinks about him. So I'm assuming this talk about JP Sears from the A's. Yes, we are. So honestly, one of the best ways that I like to see if SaberSim thinks a player is good or not is just based on their overall pool exposure compared to their ownership. So what I would do is just come in here, excuse me, and run a build. Right. So we're just going to come in here, run a default build. And then what I'm going to do is once the build finishes, hop over to the pitcher column. And then what I want to do is I want to compare the pool exposure, which is the player's exposure across all 5,000 lineups, to their ownership and see, hey, is this player showing up in more lineups or less lineups or about even here? And that'll give us a sense of, does SaberSim think this play is going a little bit under owned? Because what we're effectively doing is using the pool exposure as like this player's overall optimal rate as like a proxy and trying to figure out, hey, is this player coming up more frequently than the field is going to be playing them, right? So once these lineups load here, I'm going to move some columns around. So I want to go pool exposure. And then I basically want to go and find Sears. So about 4.5% owned. He's in about 6.6% of lineups. Not in our top 20. Let's see if he's in 150. not in our top 150. You know, a 2% adjustment here isn't like great for me. I'm hoping to see something closer to like 5 to 10%. You know, I'd be more interested in like kind of this Hayden Birdsong, right? Like 8% owned in about 13, almost 14% of our pool lineups. Like, hey, you know, maybe he's going a little bit under-owned. Maybe Yu Darvish is going a little bit over-owned, being in half as many pool lineups as his ownership. So like, that's interesting as well, right? You don't always have to look positive. You can look negative as well. So that's the way I'm judging if I, what Saberson, you know, this is how I ask like the question, like, hey, you know, Saberson, what do you think about this? And this is how I get that information back. All right. Next question. If you want to see the optimal cash lineup for the week, is there a way to do that on the optimizer or just keep hand building it? So the way to do that would be, and I'll just, it'll be the same for NFL, for MLB. So open up a build, go to the gear icon, switch to optimizer mode. What optimizer mode does is it builds the highest projected lineup first, and then the second highest projected, and then the third highest projected. So it is solving a mathematical knapsack problem of how many projected points it could fit into the lineup underneath the available salary cap. So this is how you would do it. Switching it, running it, it's going to build 20 lineups. One thing I would do here, change the sorting metric from the Saber score to projected score. It's possible your top Saber score lineup could not be the top projected lineup based on ownership. So then you have, now I have the top projected lineup, 111.8, followed by 111.7, 111.6, 111.6, et cetera here. So that works for NFL, MLB, any sport. All right. Good questions so far. Taking a peek at the Discord. No more questions at the moment. So it looks like we're all caught up in the Discord and the YouTube chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel on our Discord server, and I will get you added to the list. So until about 30 minutes from now, everyone, take care. Thanks for tuning in.